Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, December 30th, and you're listening to the big call. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And what's interesting about tonight, and Bob, I don't know that you remember this or not, but today marks the first call of the 15th year of the big call. We completed 14 years a couple of days ago on the 28th, and today marks the first call in the 15th year of the big call. Did I ever think we'd go 15 years
awesome.
Or get into No. But here we are. We're still standing. And Bob and I are here tonight because Sue is under the weather the last couple of days, and she's sporting a fever, and we're believing for her to be completely healed, and she'll be back on her feet soon. She's resting, and I did talk to her today, and she's going to make a comeback. She's taking the zinc, she's taking vitamin C, and doing the best she can to rest and drink plenty of fluids and everything so that she can rally and make a nice comeback here, okay? So she will be an object of our prayer tonight during our prayer and praise time, okay? So and I want everybody to be aware of that now so that you can begin praying now for Sue, okay, for her complete and utter healing. And very few of you know that this is the situation, that Bob and I are doing the call, just the two of us tonight. So let's do this. Welcoming to everybody. Glad you're here. And hopefully everybody had a wonderful Christmas and wonderful Hanukkah season. And now we have New Year's to look forward to in a couple of days. So let's pray the call in, and we'll take it from there. Lord God, we thank you for the meaning of Christmas and the fact that we celebrated it and had a wonderful time doing it with friends and family. And now we just look forward to the very end of 2025 and all new beginnings in 2026. We thank you for the information that's coming in to give us an idea of where we are and where we're going from here into the new year. And we thank you for everything that's happening to make this happen behind the scenes, to bring this about. And we just thank you that that Sue, even though she is not on the call tonight, that she is healed and continuing to be healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Bob, normally at this time, Sue delivers a teaching, but I've asked you to find something to read to us. So when you're ready, go ahead and bring that up, and we'll see what it is you found for us.
All right, sure, Bruce. And, you know, usually Sue has a dedication to a group.
Yes.
With her teaching.
Yes.
And, you know, this is a brand new year here coming up, 2026. And since we're here on the big call, we can dedicate this teaching to everybody listening live and listening to the replay. And the name of the teaching is The Threshold of a New Year.
Oh, nice.
We're here together on the threshold of a new year, a sacred moment, suspended between what has been and what can be. It's a time for reflection, but I know for many, looking back feels heavy. Some of you are here tonight carrying the weight of financial pressure that doesn't let up. Others hold a medical record that tried to tell you how the rest of your story is going to go. Some of you carry the ache of a relationship that's been broken and the distance feels too great to cross. These burdens create a powerful gravity, spiritual pull that makes us feel stuck, whispering the lie that this is as good as it gets. But what if tonight was not about an old year ending, but about a new story beginning?
Yes.
There is a divine promise written centuries ago in the book of Isaiah for every single person who feels the gravity of being stuck. And the promise is this: God is doing a new thing. Listen, this isn't a distant hope or a wishful thought. It's a declaration of a process that has already begun, a present and active force for change in your life starting right now. The question isn't if a new thing is coming, it's whether we are positioned to receive it. So how do we break free from the gravity of our past to embrace the promise of our future? We need to shift our gaze to the windshield. Our future is determined by where we place our focus. If our attention is fixed on what's behind us, the hurts, the mistakes, we will miss the wide open road that's been paved in front of us. We must begin with the powerful, conscious choice to look forward. Think about the design of your car, where there's a profound life lesson hiding in plain sight. The windshield shows where you are going. It's massive and clear and expansive. The rearview mirror showing you only what you have passed. It is tiny. This is by design, and its spiritual significance is undeniable. The reason the mirror is so small, because what's behind you is not nearly as important as what's in front. The small mirror is where the ashes of your life live, and the regrets, the disappointments, and the pain. Every moment you spend staring into it, you're clutching onto those ashes. But you're being offered a divine trade, your ashes for beauty. The way you make that exchange is by making the deliberate decision to turn your head, to fix your gaze on the massive, hope-filled windshield in front of us. I heard of a woman who invested her entire inheritance in a property, only to be cheated and lose everything. She had every right to be bitter, to spend her life staring into the rearview mirror of that injustice. But she didn't. She kept a song of praise in her heart and chose to look forward. 6 years later, an unexpected check arrived from the bank for $125,000, more money than she had lost. She let go of the ashes, and God gave her back beauty. That single act of turning away from the past is what opens your hands to receive what is waiting for you down the road. We need to prepare for rivers in the desert. Once our gaze is fixed forward, we must prepare our minds for what we're about to see. Simply looking forward is not enough if our vision remains limited by past experiences and conventional logic. Our greatest breakthroughs will often defy our own expectations because the new thing is rarely an extension of the old. It is something else entirely, requiring an open mind ready for the supernatural. The prophet Isaiah didn't just promise that things would get a little better. He used the impossible imagery of God making rivers in the desert. This metaphor is about a supernatural solution that transcends our circumstances. And just in case we were tempted to limit God by his past miracles, he says this: but forget about all of that. It's nothing compared to what I'm about to do, for I am doing a brand new thing.
Yes.
But what do you do when you're looking forward with an open mind, yet nothing seems to be happening? We need to trust the unseen process. This final principle is perhaps the most challenging test of faith. We must learn to trust an unseen process. It is so significant that the promise is written in the present tense. I'm doing a new thing, not I will or I might. It is happening now, the scripture says. Now it springs forth. A phrase that describes a seed planted in the ground. For weeks, even months, there's no visible evidence of growth, but underground, silently and powerfully, life is breaking out. The seed has opened and roots are taking hold. A lack of visible signs is not a lack of progress. The healing, the promotion, the breakthrough you are believing in is already en route. I heard of a single mother in California raising her son in a difficult environment. For years she was living in a desert, but every single day she planted seeds of faith and hope. For years, nothing on the surface seemed to change, but the promise was springing forth. Invisibly, the whole time, culminating the day her son received a handwritten letter accepting him into Harvard University, years of quiet faith resulted in a supernatural breakthrough. We now have an invitation to a new chapter. The path to embracing your new chapter requires these three things. First, focus forward through the windshield. Second, stay open to the supernatural and unexpected. And third, trust the unseen process, knowing a lack of visible signs is not a lack of progress. God never does his greatest feats in your yesterdays. They are always in your tomorrows. Now that you know something new is on the way, I ask you, what past story do you need to stop rereading to make room for the next chapter and have a blessed and wonderful new year? And that, as Sue would say, and that is our teaching.
That is what she'd say, Bob. And that was a wonderful teaching. Thank you. I love the way that projects us forward. And I love the analogy of the riding in the car, looking to the future through the windshield, where we haven't arrived yet, in front of us through the windshield, and not focusing only on the rearview mirror, which is our past, where we've already been. That was a really cool analogy, and I like the way that you brought that out, Bob. You know, the whole thing that we're doing right now is there are things that are happening. God is doing, men are doing, women are doing behind the scenes to effect the change that we are looking forward to. It is happening, and I always see bits and pieces of this that I bring out to everybody on the call. And it's important to realize that it takes a certain amount of faith to stay with the plan. It does. It takes a certain amount of faith to stay with it. And as I've said to Big Call Universe years and years ago, Bob, we've got to stay with our plan A or get a plan A until plan B, the blessing, arrives. Well, plan B is right around the corner, and you'll hear it tonight in my segment. But until that time, we have to go one step at a time, put one foot in front of the other, and walk through the situation that we're all in. Walk through it. Some of us are in better shape than others. Some of us are in sad shape. I know that. I know that not everybody has financial wherewithal. I know not everybody has their health, and I know not everybody has everything hunky-dory like it will be, you know, once we get through this. But what we have to do is focus on every day doing whatever we can to stay with our plan A and still have hope for the future. Hope meaning positive expectation that what we're all believing for is happening, is coming to fruition. And I want to encourage everybody, as we put 2025 behind us, with tomorrow being the last day of the year, and looking forward to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day coming, and a really spectacular 2026. I believe it will be terrific for all of us. And I believe we're gonna see that, and we're gonna see it very, very soon in 2026. And I'll get to that in my segment. So Bob, this was a really good teaching. I think it put everything in perspective, and I think it did for me. And I hope everybody in Big Call Universe enjoyed it and could see the meaning in it. But tell me, did it have anything specific to you that you liked, or any way you want to expand on that teaching from your own experience, Bob?
Yeah, so for me, Bruce, I was thinking, thinking about new beginnings, and I was having a hard time imagining how 2026 could be better. And there were so many amazing breakthroughs in 2025,
right,
in the world of advancements, you know, for our country. So many incredible advancements in medical science, the onset of epigenetic reprogramming, and other just amazing things that brilliant scientists and, you know, politicians and economists, you know, have accomplished. And yet I know that in 2026 it's going to be even better, but I don't know what it's going to be yet. And so I'm open to the supernatural, certainly, because if it's going to be any better in 2026, it most certainly will be supernatural.
I think you're right. And I think you're right, Bob. And I think that the natural things that are happening for us, God's adding his super to our natural, and we're going to see the supernatural happen. In a matter of a few days, I think. So I like that comment, Bob. That sounds great to me. You know, we had some great things happen. You know, we had three new products that came in, really, you know, if you count Myotrol. And that was it's still a wonderful product that people love. And then we had Super Strong. That was excellent as a topical roll-on pain reliever and a cartilage builder. And then we have Collagene. Collagene is another brand-new product that, you know, was offered, I guess, starting last week. And it's really been great. So those three, you know, have been great accomplishments last year, or in 2025, let's say. But I think we have even greater positioning for those products and for us in the new year. And I think you're right on the money on that, Bob. I think it's really, you know, we've seen President Trump really with 11 months in office so far this term. He's got a lot of things accomplished. And he's got a lot more that we're going to see, and I'm going to talk about some of that in my segment, because I think we're going to have a really, really strong year, and I want everybody to be up for it. I want everybody to think positively about your future and our future as a nation and our future as Big Call Universe. I really do. I feel very good about it. So, Bob, thank you for that. Thank you for that teaching. It was really appropriate and right on time. So, Bob, let's do this. We had Sue. Fortunately, she did send you any praise and prayer stuff tonight. So hopefully we have those, and you can bring them out in whatever order you wish. And I'll pray for these. If we have prayer requests, I'll pray for those for the team.
Yeah, we do, actually, two, and we also have two praise reports from our amazing, consistent, and always present, always thinking about the big call and all the listeners, Pastor Scott and Genia. And so first, Pastor Scott, who is getting us off to a resounding start on the supernatural, writes this in. Tonight's praise is, I have totally quit using my walker.
Amen.
I went to the hospital, then rehab, 8 times in the past 2 years. And I'm completely walking by myself. It's been up and down for the past 2 years that I've walked. Then would have another falter in my brain, then come back to needing help. Now it's finally over. Thanks for your prayers, Big Call Universe. Now just praying for the RV and MedBed, and I pray that they see I'm in dire need of that my brain needs help in order to be present for.
Hold that thought for 1 second as I grab a last minute piece of intel, okay? And I'll be right back.
All right. So, Pastor Scott, if you're listening in, congratulations. I really have always thought that you're the most inspirational person. No matter how many times that you get knocked down, you just keep getting right back up with complete faith that you're going to recover and be well. And sure enough, here we are, you know, tonight at the beginning of a new year with you being able to walk now without your walker. And I think that you're an inspiration for all of us that can see from your example that if something happens to us that is not in our best interest or even potentially devastating, that with the type of focus and faith that you demonstrate, we can come back from anything. And I just want to personally thank you for showing us that extraordinary example of faith and resilience. And Bruce, now you're back. Yeah. I'll read the last part, which he says, okay. I'm now praying for the RV and then a med bed. And I pray that they see that I'm in need and that my brain needs help in order so I can be present for and during my humanitarian projects and working with Rebuild America internationally.
There you go.
I need to go through the MedBed experience. Love you all and be blessed. Pastor Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Pastor Scott. We're with you 100%. I'll just add that echo to our prayer. Lord God, we just thank you for Pastor Scott and his recovery, 8 times in hospital and 8 times in rehab, and now walking again without a walker. Praise God. Keep him safe. Keep him protected. And moving forward in the new year, keep him blessed and highly favored and healthy, healed, and whole completely. We're speaking it into his life. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Bob.
Amen.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, so this is from Genia, who sends in wishes that says, I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas day with family and friends celebrating Jesus. Luke 2:20, as the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for all they had heard and seen, reflecting gratitude and spreading the joy of Jesus' birth as daily life resumes. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. Christmas is a 12-day season, begins December 25th, the birth of Jesus, and runs through January 6th, the Epiphany, sometimes called Three Kings Day or the Three Wise Men. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, 2025, comes to a close. It's been a long year with some unanswered prayers, disappointments, regrets, and pushbacks. But Thursday, January 1st, 2026 will be filled with unexpected blessings, hope, peace, joy, calm, and clarity. New memories, commitments, resolutions, plans, habits, friends, and volunteer projects. So much to look forward to, and be thankful and grateful to God, the provider. He loves whatever is just and good. The earth is filled with his tender love.
That's good.
Roll down a little bit. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That's a quote from Helen Keller. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the beauty in this world that you created for us to enjoy. We give thanks for our many blessings, for our family and friends, and for our freedoms. Our health and med beds to be available very soon to restore health and vitality and to heal and get us ready for our humanitarian work in 2026. For our comfort and prosperity, especially the RV blessing that should be available very soon. Always remember, we are never defeated unless we give up on God. That was a quote from Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's good.
Wishing everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe new year. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Bob, for that one. Thank you, Jeannie. That was very good and well positioned for us for next year. And I think, like you said, not everything went great for us in 2025. Not everything. We had some unanswered prayer, but God is faithful. And all we have to do is use the faith that God gave us and believe. Remember, God says in the Bible, only believe. And that's what we're all making a great plan to do, only believe. And so let's take this time before you finish, Bob. Let's just pray for Sue. I mentioned earlier that Sue couldn't be on the call tonight because she has a fever and wasn't really feeling well. She's kind of in an exhausted state right now. So let's go ahead and I'll pray for her. I want everybody to put your hand on your heart and be thinking about Sue. Send her the energy for healing. Send her positivity. And Lord God, we just come to you with Sue on our hearts, knowing that she's not feeling her best and she normally feels great 98, 99% of the time. So this is an unusual anomaly. And so we thank you that you are God, our healer, Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer, and thank you that you're healing Sue right now, even with our prayers going up and with our feelings and our hearts being shared with her. Thank you for healing her, bringing her back healthy, healed, and whole right away in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anybody else, amen. Bob, that we have to pray for? Yep.
We have two more. This is okay. From a woman named Kathy, who has she slipped and fell while she was walking. And, you know, it's interesting, Bruce, you know, this happened tonight when I was pulling into my apartment complex. And I came around the corner right up by the guard shack, and there was a woman lying in the middle of the road on the way up to the ramp to the parking lot. And she was a resident of the complex where I live. And so and thank God she wasn't hurt, but she couldn't get up. She was an elderly woman. She had gone down to the guard shack to let somebody in, you know, through the gate. And and so I got up to help her up. I got out to help her up. And luckily she was okay. But then, you know, I'm here tonight where this woman, Kathy, writes in where she slipped and fell, but she actually broke her femur and she had to go into surgery. So she is a person who needs prayer for her recovery. And then
Well, can I go pray for this one now for Kathy while you're looking that up, Bob?
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Let's do that. Lord God, we bring Kathy to you, who fell and broke her femur, had to go to the hospital to have the bone reset. We pray that the surgery to reset her bone was successful and that she is on the mend and that she's on her way back. Lord God, give her the grace and give her the energy to rehab that broken leg whenever it's needed, that she can handle the idea of the cast, and that whatever time it takes, she'll give it the time to heal properly. And thank God she didn't break her hip. But Lord God, thank you. Bless her. Heal her completely. Heal Kathy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. This next one comes from a woman named Debbie in regard to her brother. She says, I've been listening to the Big Call for years and have actually been following Nisara since 1979. I need a prayer for my brother, Eddie. He's in the ICU with a very fast-growing brain tumor. The doctors confirmed it was from COVID vac. Eddie was a director of Christian education. He's retired, but involved in the currency exchange. I am praying for a miracle, but also know he could be healed from a med bed. Please pray.
Yeah. Okay. And Bob, this is for Eddie. What was his sister's name?
Debbie.
Do you have that? Debbie.
Yeah, okay. Debbie.
Okay, got it. Lord God, thank you, Debbie, first of all, for bringing Eddie to us. And I know you're super concerned, Debbie. We read that. We get that. And we're with you on that. Our hearts are open to you, and they're open to Eddie being completely and totally healed. Thank God we still have a God of miracles. God hasn't changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another person. And we thank you that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. So let the healed of the Lord say so. Let us speak healing to Eddie right now. And we're going to agree with you, Debbie, for a miracle, that this healing in the brain would take place, and that he would be able to be completely, totally restored even prior to going into the med bed. We know the med bed has the cure for it, no problem, but God also has the cure for it. God has Jesus, and we have Jesus. And we thank you for the cure that is already there. God's fully aware of it, and now we're just reminding him of the fact that we have the faith to believe for a miracle cure for Eddie. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Bob. I guess that wraps up our prayer and praise time. So let us move on to your segment, Bob. Tell us what's going on with the sale. Tell us what's going on with any testimonials. We love those. And anything else you want to bring to the Big Call tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's been about 5 days, so there's so many testimonials that came in since then. It's amazing, right. But I'll read just a few of them. And you know, Bruce, you know the reason that I read these testimonials is quite often because it sounds like a story, it catches people's attention. And when they hear that somebody was able to recover from this particular issue or how they're feeling, it's very helpful because quite often people know somebody who has the same thing, and it can give them information that's very valuable. And
that's
the testimonies is the way that gives the most information. So this person, this man wrote in, he says, I will give you my 3-year update as I don't usually give a lot of reviews. I've been using Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley with probiotics daily for the last 3 years, and I would say the results have been outstanding. My body feels younger than my 66 years, and I have energy every day for whatever I need to do. I stay active and play golf twice a week, maintaining a 0 handicap. I shot my age at 64 and 65, and last week shot 67. I rarely have soreness of any kind, and I attribute that to your products. I'm grateful to have found your company and hope you continue to offer these life-changing products. Thanks.
Oh, man. What's his first name, Bob, or initial? Do you have his name?
Yeah. Michael.
Michael. Is he in Florida as far as you can tell, Bob?
No, I can't. There's no way to tell that.
Okay. Michael, congratulations, first of all, on being a 0 handicap or scratch golfer. For those that are wondering what a scratch golfer is, it's somebody that has a 0 handicap. And that's a great golfer. That is an extremely good golfer. I would say top 100th percentile. 100th of a percent of golfers. Maybe that good. That is really good. Bob and I are looking at this with envy. Now, we'll get there one day ourselves. But, you know, a 0 handicap, that's playing. And to have Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and Premium Probiotics and been taking those for the last 3 years, and he's now 66, shot his age. That means he shot a 64 a couple of years ago, shot a 65 last year, shot a 67 a few days ago. That's close to shooting your age. One stroke off. That must have been quite a round, right, Bob? So congratulations on two things, being an excellent golfer, and secondly, you know, being consistent with taking something that's working well for you and keeping you young and keeping you feeling better so that you can shoot par or better. And you know, par might be a 72. It could be a 70. It could be a 70. It could be a 72. But to shoot 5-6 under par, 7 under par, 8 under par, 64 in a 72 par course, 64, that's 8 under par. That's like the pros on a single round.
Yeah.
You know,
a pro that had a really good round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's had a remarkably good round. So that, I know it's a one round. It's once, you know, you did it once that year, but you probably had a lot of other rounds in that same range, close. But, you know, that's tremendous. Michael, our collective hat is off to you. Keep it up, brother. Keep playing. And one day, maybe you'll let us, Bob and I, play golf with you. Okay? Because we would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll play 2-1.
We'll have to play our better ball. The best of
what
you
Bob
and I
play
can shoot.
To try to keep up.
To try to keep up with Michael. Michael, that's terrific. Keep up the good work and the good health, brother.
Yeah.
God, it's terrific.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, Bruce, here's another one. And this is about our new product, Super Strong, which is this roll-on pain relief. And this one says, Super Strong does just what it says it will do. It relieves the pain pretty fast. I was so surprised how it made me feel. I can't describe it. It was great. Thanks, Boomers. So, you know, Bruce, when we consider taking on a new product, and when I say new product, I mean we're the first ones ever in history to sell it, meaning
right.
some brand new invention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so when you get the product, what you're looking for is feedback from the people that are using it. And, of course, it's tested for months prior, and we already have a readiness to believe it's going to be great. But then people are taking it that are just brand new to it and writing in testimonials like this. And I was talking to a lady today who is having the same experience. She said whatever was sore, because she's got arthritis in her wrist and her knee, and she would put the roll-on on. And she said after 2 or 3 minutes, because she wasn't really paying attention, all of a sudden she would go, oh, man, that pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she was over at her sister's house, and she brought the roll-on with her to show her sister. And
right.
when she left, she forgot to take it home with her. And
okay.
her sister won't give it back. She told her. Yeah, and then she called a friend of hers and told her what was going on. The friend is like, how do I get it? I'm going on the website right now.
There
and
you
so
go.
This
exactly.
is one of these products is really a breakthrough. This other woman was telling me, she said, I've tried this product. These are major brand names. I tried this product mm-hmm. and that product. She said they don't work anywhere near as well, and it takes forever for it to soak in. She said with Super Strong, in 10 seconds, it's completely soaked in.
It's
and
absorbed.
It has a nano cell technology, and it absorbs. And she said, I can mm-hmm. put it on to the back of my neck right before I go to bed, and
mm-hmm.
I can put it on and lie back in bed, and I don't have to worry about getting anything on the pillowcase.
Hello.
It's already
yep.
already, you know, set.
It's already absorbed. Yeah. It's already absorbed and going to work in the body. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is another one about Super Strong. Easy to use and work very fast. Great product. Then here's the last one, Bruce. This is about Myotrol. And this is a man who wrote in, the entire year of 2025 was a recovery from intestinal Crohn's disease, in which I became very dehydrated and lost a lot of muscle. I've been using Myotrol now for about 3 months. The changes are just short of magnificent. I have recovered about 60% of my lost muscle, and I feel stronger than I have for a long time. I'm 78 years young. I recommend this product to anyone at any age.
Wow, terrific.
And his name is Richard.
You know, Richard, that is typical, and that's great. A great report, Richard. Thank you for that. Because, you know, Bob, this is typical of the testimonials we've received about Myotrol. I mean, people in their 70s and even in their low to mid 80s are going back to work. If they're working on a farm, they're getting out. If they were walking 2 miles, they're walking 4 miles now. I mean, it just enables the person to do so much more than they were doing before and feeling good. If they were walking stairs, they're walking steps a little more quickly. Whatever it is, it's given more strength, it's building muscle, and it's giving energy. And we can all use more energy as we get older, and we make less of it. So that is a great testimonial, Bob.
And we have over 400 of those testimonials now from Maya Traul, Bruce.
Wow.
And on this platform we're using to verify the reviews, we now have 3,969 reviews.
Okay.
And it shows these five stars across in a row. The first four are all blacked in, and the last one is three-quarters of the way blacked in. The average testimonial is a 4.7 out of five.
And this would be 4.75, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is just a testament to, you know, the scientists that invent these products. And we invented a couple of the products, you know, like Goodnight formula. We put that formula together. But the way we did it, Bruce, was by reading the research from other scientists that had never, that did this research but never made it into a product. And so it was only people that were attending their clinic that could ever use a product as good as Goodnight formula. And so we were the ones that put it all together and commissioned a company to make it for us and test it and all that. But for the most part, products like Gladiator Barley and Myotrol and Collagen and Super Strong were invented by other people. And through our networking and our reputation, we were asked to be the partner that would help to finance the products and to distribute them and gather the testimonials and show the proof that they actually work. And so that's the role of our company. We have the distribution center, so all the products get sent from the manufacturing sites to our center on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. And we receive all the orders, and we package them at our facility and mail them out. Today, Bill, who is the shipping manager, he's putting the finishing touches on a new addition to his house. And so I had him leave early today so he could go get some of that work done. And I waited for the mailman, which also deserves a lot of credit. This man comes by our facility every day with a truck and picks up all these boxes. And and so we always try to give him a hand because it's actually too much work for one person. And so we help him load his truck with all the boxes. And so today I was the last one there. I got to meet the mailman and help him load his truck. And then we locked up the office. And I'll be doing the same thing tomorrow and again on Friday. And we do still have people answering the phones, Bruce, of course, right now. Stephanie and Lucy are picking up the phones tomorrow and again on Friday. And so if people want to call in, that's perfectly fine. And the only day we're not shipping is on Thursday, you know, on New Year's. And the sale is still going on. You know, through the weekend, the 25% off sale is still going on. People can get Boomerangist on sale. People can get our barley on sale. And, you know, about 10 other products as well that are there. You go on to the website, click on products, and then on sale, and you'll see the whole list of all the products that are 25% off.
Fantastic. Now, Bob, are Lucy and Stephanie going to be working half a day or a full day tomorrow?
I think probably, you know, they'll be picking up the phone. I would say, you know, try calling even up until 5 o'clock. But I would say if you're planning on getting your order in tomorrow, just call earlier. So that
earlier
way, if the phone's if the phones, you know, stall out at 3 o'clock and no one's calling, then they can call it a day. So call early. So if they want to knock off okay. early they can.
That makes perfect sense. Tomorrow being New Year's Eve, a lot of people will try to work a half day, or if things slow down a little bit, they'll be ready to bolt. And I don't blame them a bit. So let's, if we're going to do any orders, or we're going to talk to Lucy or Stephanie by phone, let's try to do it by 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow. Let's try to do it by 2, and that way they can skedaddle and get out of there if things slow down, if they slow down. And let's tell them, Bob, how to get to your website. All you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on the site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that's the direct link to Bob's website. So click on Boomers, and you'll bring you right into it. And you can go through, just like Bob said, pull down the menu that has products on sale. It'll list them all there, and you'll be able to knock out an order, put it in your cart, and then check out, and you'll be good to go. That's what most people, 98% of the people, do. If you need special help or something you have a question about, that's when you call the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. I almost said daylight. Eastern Standard Time. Now, tomorrow, because it's New Year's Eve day, I think we should probably try to, if you're going to call, try to call by 2 o'clock or so. In case things get slow, the girls can go ahead and go home. All right? That's really everything that I wanted to say. The sale is a great sale, though. And the testimonials, I'm loving the fact that we're already getting super strong testimonials. And I can't wait for the Collagene testimonials to start coming in, too. That'll be cool, Bob. Well,
yeah, that will be. You know, Bruce, I was just thinking, Bruce, you know, we have a professional golfer who plays on the PGA Tour that uses our yeah. products. And I think the man, Michael, that wrote in his testimonial, he should be yeah. playing on the senior tour.
You know, he's got game. He's got game. Yeah. Anytime you're a zero handicap and you've shot 64, 65, 67 this year, and you know, yeah. that's tremendous. You know,
and I think what it is, Bruce, is this. He's taking the Boomer Boost and Barley and the probiotics. If we can get him started on the Myotrol, he might actually oh, yeah. be able to play on the regular pro tour at the age of 67. You know, he could play in the Masters.
Can you imagine? Going through Q school, he's qualified. Yeah. He gets an official PGA Tour.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll put the word Myotrol on his golf hat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he'd be sporting Myotrol. Maybe put Myotrol. He'll be known as Myotrol Michael.
There you
Myotrol go. Myotrol Michael. Double M. Myotrol Michael. All right.
Shooting 64.
Well, that's a major shout-out to Michael. I love that. Michael, you've got us all envious of your great golf game. But I'm not going to write us off yet. Don't write Bob and me off yet. We're making a comeback. So we're looking forward to that. All right. All the non-golfers, Bob, are rolling their eyes on me now. So...
yeah.
I guess we better move on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for that. And thank you, everybody, that sends your testimonials in, because it's really, it is beautiful to hear the good results that come from these products. Really, it's super. All right, Bob, we're going to talk a little bit about Intel and see where we are. Now, for those of you who caught the special Christmas edition of the Big Call last Thursday night, Christmas night, we did a call, and you could pick it up on the replay if you didn't catch it live, and it was emailed out to everybody, I think a day or two later. So the call was there. And what was good about this call, Bob had plans for Christmas night. He had dinner plans set up in advance and didn't join us. But Sue and I did the call, and we wanted to do something a little different for Christmas, and we brought a lot of, what would we call it? We did some role play on setting appointments and on the Redemption Center process itself. So if you did not catch that, check your email when that went out, which it went out, what, a couple days ago, Bob? Something like that, to everybody. And you can go ahead and pull that up and listen to that because it's just a refresher. It was nothing really that new, but it was all dealing with the that whole process of setting your appointment on through the call centers with the 800 number and then going through A to Z at the Redemption Center. So for those that haven't caught it, is check your email and see if you have it. You can probably go back and click on it and listen to that replay of that call. Tonight, we got some good intel today. I wasn't really sure how it was going to line up for us before New Year's Eve. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, last day of the year. We had heard that there's a possibility that we could get notified even today or tomorrow. I kind of wrote that off in my mind because I think it's more likely that it happens either on New Year's Day or maybe the day after, which would be Friday, which is only, 3 days away. So let me tell you how this intel is lining up. First of all, Redemption Centers, and that's where we primarily focus on, but Redemption Center screens have placeholders for 25 currencies and their rates, but they are blank. But the placeholders, in other words, indicating which currencies, don't have that information. But we do have knowledge that the placeholder for Venezuela, the Venezuelan Bolivar, is there. So they're anticipating Venezuela being able to come to the party, so to speak, and be part of the exchange process. We've heard forever the idea of first basket, second basket, third basket, etc. In the last couple of years, I've been told there's only one basket, the basket of currencies. And we have heard that that basket could be 28 currencies. We've heard as many as 31. So it's going to vacillate, but it's probably in that range of 25 to 31. Somewhere in that range, they'll settle in on the number of currencies in the first and possibly only basket. Okay? The other question mark, of course, right now is Iran. There is a spot for the Iranian rial. And if you guys saw a couple of days ago, the value of the rial just went to nothing almost. It was dropped precipitously. And that's not good for Iran, not good for the people. And I would not be surprised to see regime change there in Iran from the people, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it also in Venezuela and let the proper elected woman be the president or prime minister, which I think is president of Venezuela. That should happen too. Now, some of these things that are happening politically, for example, the war between Russia and Ukraine is, I believe, about to come to an end with a solution of peace. And I think the same thing is also true for Israel and the Gaza. Hamas. And these things, obviously, President Trump met on these yesterday, made phone calls yesterday, and I think they are about to conclude with peace taking place, because we need peace throughout the world for JSARA to be in effect. We have heard that JSARA was launched 5 or 6 days ago. JSARA, G-E-S-A-R-A, for the global economic, I can't remember what the S is, and Recovery Act. Global Economic Security, thank you, Lord. Global Economic Security and Recovery Act. That's JSARA. Now, I'm believing that they are going to reach peace in time for JSARA to be fully enacted after the 1st of 2026, 1st of January. Same thing with NASARA. That's our agreement, National Economic Security and Reformation Act, or Reform Act, not Reformation, and Reform Act. And this is something that is also to have been very recently activated, like a day or two ago. And I don't know if it was in the sense that we can't see it, but I do believe things are moving in that direction for us. All right, so what is actually happening on the ground? Okay, redemption centers had received their USTN currency about 6 weeks ago. Redemption centers were delivered the new folding money, our new U.S. dollar, which is United States Treasury note. Okay, they've got it. And banks had received a couple of tranches of these, but they just received another one in the last 2 days. And the deliveries are happening and have happened all over the country for these banks to receive the money. Okay, so now banks have it in abundance, and so do redemption centers for us that are using the redemption centers. So I wanted to get that point across. That's good. And it seems a little last minute, but it probably isn't. I'm sure the whole thing is based on a timeline that is set up to achieve these results. All right, let's go back and see what else we know. We do know, we did get this, that the Vietnamese dong is doing very well, and they have it at a very good rate, and it's an excellent rate. And what I'm being told about these currencies, the dong, the dinar, the rupiah, all of these will eventually be on par with the USN dollar. Our new dollar, the USN, what does that mean, on par? It means the same value. So let's say the dinar is way over $10 or $20. And then let's say it will come back down and down in value to be even with, one-on-one with our dollar. One dinar equals $1. That's what it will go to after this redemption center process, after the exchange take place. Do you understand? Not now, later, after the exchange centers are closed and the banks are slowing down on doing currency. Same thing's going to be true of the dong. My point is, set your appointment and go ahead and go and take these currencies with you. Don't hold them thinking, well, maybe if it's at this, it'll be worth more in a week. We weren't sure if that was going to be the case. What we're hearing today is, no, the likelihood is the rates will drop after the initial week or two of exchanges. The rates will begin to drop. And eventually, however long that takes, they will get to be on par with our new dollar, our USN. Remember, the USTN is the physical folding money. And remember, we're going to be they're going to try to limit us to about $3,000 of USTN currency at the redemption centers when we go in. Okay? They don't want us walking out there with tons and tons of new USTN becoming a target. Okay? So just keep that in mind. There's no reason to really take that much cash anyway. You just need to, if you want a little bit of it, you can have it. If you don't want any, you don't have to take any. They're not forcing it on you. You're going to have your credit debit card at Wells Fargo that you'll be able to spend on day one. They'll load it in from your Quantum account. You'll load in what you think you'll need for the first 60 to 90 days and then go from there. All right, so let's go back to where we were on Intel. We're in good shape. You guys know the dinar is a contract rate that President Trump set up in his first term. And I believe that Iraq will honor that contract rate for us, which is extremely high. And I can't tell you what it is, but you won't be disappointed at all. So remember, whether you have ZIM doesn't matter. If you have projects, it should help you get the contract rate. And you'll ask them if you have dinar and they offer it to you, you've got it. If they don't offer you, ask for the contract rate. Simple as that. Just ask politely for the contract rate and they should give it to you. All right? That's going to be good, really good for you. And the dong does not have a contract rate, but the rate is quite good, quite good. And all of the currencies that are coming in should be a very strong rate and way higher than probably they should be for a short period of time. And it's to help everybody that has had the faith to believe in this exchange. And the redemption of ZIM. Don't forget that. The ZIM is being handled like a bearer bond. If I remember right, on the front of the $100 trillion Zimbabwe note, it does say payable to the bearer of. Well, that's what a bearer bond says. Whoever has it, you know, you're the bearer of it. When you bring it in for your redemption of that bond-like currency, you'll be on par with the dollar, which is terrific. Let's see what else. The timing for this. What is our timing? We thought we were in a window that could be open to tomorrow to get notifications, and it is a possibility. In fact, redemption center workers are going in tomorrow for half a day, and then they're going to see what happens. We're going to see if anything comes in. Are they going to be going in on New Year's Day? They don't know, and we don't know yet. I personally doubt it, but anything is possible. What about banks? We know banks are open until 1 o'clock tomorrow in most areas, and they'll be working a half a day tomorrow. And then banks are closed on New Year's Day. So we know that's the trend for banks. My gut, and that's all this is, because I don't have proof of it, my gut is they will close for New Year's Day. The redemption centers will close for New Year's Day. And our redemption center leaders are going in for half a day tomorrow on New Year's Eve day. Now, what does that mean for us? That means that we are likely in play for notifications on Friday. We've been told by some pretty high up people within Wells Fargo that we are looking for a weekend kickoff this weekend, which includes Friday and Saturday. And if we do get numbers Friday, we might start exchanges actually Friday. If we get numbers Friday and all we do is set appointments, we could very easily start on Saturday. If we do get started Friday or Saturday, more than likely, there will be some people that will work on Sunday, and we would go right through the weekend, or have the ability to go right through the weekend. Obviously, you don't have to go in on a Sunday if you don't want to, but some people would choose to. So that's really where I believe we are in terms of our timing. Everything could start after the 1st. I don't know that we would get notified on New Year's Day. The only reason I'm unsure of it is because we need, if you got your email, let's say on Thursday afternoon, and you called to set your appointment, do we have people in the call centers? Do we have people in the redemption centers? That's where the big question is. Obviously, they could do that if we had people available in both call and redemption centers to take our calls and set up our appointments. But I personally doubt that that's going to happen. Realize they closed for Christmas Eve Day, the redemption centers did, and they closed for Christmas Day. And I'm almost surprised they're going in for half a day tomorrow, but they are. But I doubt they're going to go in on New Year's Day, Thursday. So, what does that mean for the big call Thursday night? It means we're going to probably not have a call in 2 days, Thursday night. You know, Sue is out right now, not feeling up to par. I think Bob has plans, and I might have plans. So I think we're going to take off New Year's Day night, Thursday night, and plan to come back in on Tuesday. Now, we could have numbers and be rocking and rolling before our next big call on Tuesday. So I'm going to say anything's possible. It's conceivable. We could all record a celebration call and put that out before Tuesday, or we could do it on Tuesday if we get numbers Friday and start Friday or Saturday. The main thing is for you guys to watch two things. First of all, watch your email, because you're going to get an email from Wells Fargo. And if they don't have your email, we're kind of the catch-all. If you've registered on bigcalluniverse.com, we've got your email, and we'll be sending that out with the toll-free number. And we'll also be posting the 800 number. We're assuming it's an 800 toll-free number. That 800 number on the bigcalluniverse.com website. So you'll have it on the website. You'll have it in an email from us. And those of you who have bought currency, they have your email. And Wells will be delivering those emails to you. So you'll have the 800 number there. And then just follow the instructions that you get from that email that Wells Fargo sends out as far as calling and setting your appointment. I think we're looking to a really beautiful start for the new year. I think we're looking to initiate Nisara for us, Jisara, and to talk more about what to expect in the first 10 days of January. I got word today that we're looking to receive those $2,000 tariff dividend deposits as direct deposits into our accounts. And I believe, and we're not positive on this, but I believe that starts somewhere in the vicinity of 28 years and older. And then we're looking, so that would be the first 10 days, in the first 10 days of January for the $2,000 tariff dividend to hit. The other thing we're waiting for is the Doge should be happening in January. The R&R should be happening. And as of a couple days ago, they had not yet decided whether that was going to be sent as a direct deposit or how that was going to be done. I think the amounts are varied. They're all over the place. We've heard different numbers, so we're not going to put those out. But I think they probably will come by direct deposit. Some people that don't have a bank account, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And people, you know, will our R&R be at the Redemption Center for us and in our quantum accounts when we get there? I don't know. We've heard it will. Let's just wait and see what happens. It doesn't matter to us that much. We'll get it when everybody else gets it. Maybe we'll get it early at the Redemption Center. But the other thing is Social Security increases. Yes, they are set up for January. They're going to be nice, substantial increases. That and the $2,000 tariff dividend is sort of the smaller amounts, but, you know, it all adds up, and it's going to be significant for a lot of people. Not everybody has currency, as you guys know, and it's going to make a big difference in their lives. So that takes care of the questions that most of us have about those things, and I believe that we're looking forward to these things happening in the first 7 to 10 days of January. And I, you know, when is the USN going to be announced? If we're going in for exchanges Friday or Saturday and it's there for us to take out, could that be something that would be announced on the 1st of January? Our new USN? Our new USTN currency at the redemption centers for us and at the banks, it wouldn't surprise me if President Trump and or Scott Bessent made an announcement about that. President Trump already has a replacement in mind for the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, and I don't know when he's going to exit. But he's got a replacement in the form of Kevin Hassett. Kevin Hassett is supposedly an excellent money guy, and he's going to be President Trump's choice for that position. I hope he gets in there like prontissimo, and it would make a big difference for everybody when interest rates start dropping to where they should be. And you know, guys, I really think next year, 2026, 2 days away, is going to be the start of debt jubilee. And, you know, we've heard this as part of NASARA. And I don't know how quickly everything's going to come out. It's just too hard to say. We've heard it'll all be out by July 4th. You know, we've heard this and that and the other. Med beds are ready for us, guys. They're going to be ready starting the 2nd of January. That would be what? That would be Friday. Now, will any of us go in that soon? I don't know if any of us will, because we have to get in to do the exchange and tell them, hey, I'm a Zim holder, as you can see, and I also have dire need and blah, blah, blah. They'll enter the keystrokes in their computer so that you're at the top of the list to go into the med beds. And we've got, you know, people like we were praying for tonight that need to get in there. And all I can say is let them know when you go in there that what your need is. And, of course, they are giving favor to Zim holders because they want us that are Zim holders to live a long, long time so we can see our projects to completion. That's why they're looking to get us out there another 200 or 300 years or more. It's possible we could live a long, long time. But we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm looking forward to the med bed more than I am the money from the exchanges. But that's just me. I'm not going to turn one down or the other down. But that is more important to me. My health is more important than money. And remember this, you guys. What is the root of all evil? The love of money. Not money. Money is a tool. It's an instrument that we're going to use to up-level the playing field globally. It's the love of money. Don't fall in love with the money. Use it as it's designed. It's a tool. It's a vehicle. Something that will allow things to happen. Yes, it will. But remember, love God, not money. Okay? Love God, use money. How about that? Let's say it that way. Love people. Oh, we got to love people? Yes. Love people. Love your pets. Oh, I love my kitty cat. Oh, yeah. I love nature. I love trees. I love flowers. I love all that outside beautiful nature. I love that. But we have to love people, too. And that's the hard part, isn't it? Well, we have to do it because Jesus did it. He loved us. He first loved us. And now we can love one another. What was that commandment Jesus gave the disciples, the apostles, as the, as you know, the kind of the last commandment? He said, "Love each other, love one another." You know, love one another, and that's beautiful. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral. Not pastoral, there's no I, pastoral, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, Pastoral Retreat Network. I know, you guys, I know. Well, let's do this. Thank you, Bob, so much for a wonderful call. We miss our Sue tonight. We miss her. We hope she's already recovering and feeling better, getting the rest that she needs, getting the sleep, not being bombarded with emails, but just, you know, fighting off that fever and just letting it run its course. And then, you know, her immune system is so strong, it'll kick in, and she'll be fine. I really think she'll be just great. And I do pray for her to be healed, and I've prayed several times already for her, as you guys have heard. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out. And we'll turn off the recording after that. So I want to thank, before we do that, though, let me thank everybody. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue, for sending the information you did to Bob tonight. Bob, you did a great job on the teaching and everything with boomers and handling the prayer requests and praise reports tonight. And thank you, GCK and Doug and Jeannie, and Pastor Scott and the satellite team to get the signal out all over the globe. And also, thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us for 14 years. Today makes the first call in the 15th year of the Big Call. I don't want to go much farther now. I'm just saying. But this this is the first call of the 15th year. So thank you all so much for listening. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to take us to this point, to complete our 14th year and take us into a new year. 2026 is going to be wonderful for us. We thank you for the timing of it. We thank you that your time is perfect and evermore the best. Thank you for all that you've done to us and for blessing us already, healing us now, and continuing to bless us with this incredible RV and the blessing that's tied to it. Thank you for a beautiful end to 2025 and an incredible start for the new year in 2026. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful and safe New Year's, all right? And we'll talk to you Tuesday, but keep an eye on your emails starting, I would say, starting probably Friday, okay? God bless you guys.